Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here, and please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. In my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord, and it's a great place for fans of any hockey team, or maybe just the sport itself, to come together and have a lot of fun talking about it. We poke fun at one another, we have a good time, and we keep it friendly, so it's a lot of fun. If you want to join us, please do so. Also, if you like the podcast, please follow along, and it's available pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. Just search for Talking Puck. All right, let's get right into it today. I've been pondering, as I'm sure you have too, the trade deadline's 2 weeks away. What moves are we going to see? A couple of names that I'm really interested in as we're getting closer. Carter Hart for the Philadelphia Flyers has been in the news lately, more so because he was scratched for 2 games, taken out to work on his game, if you will. He's really struggled this year, had a tremendous year last year. And I think he is, and he's young, I think he is a goaltender who will be in the league for a long time. And he just needs to sort things out, going through a bit of a rough patch right now. But I think it has the Flyers thinking about getting another goaltender. Brian Elliott has been good for them, but not great. And now I think Philly may be in the goaltending market, which is very interesting, because what are they going to end up giving up? They waived Shane Gostisbehere, and by the time you hear this, he may have been traded. But as of this taping, he has not yet been moved. But I've heard that there was likely a deal in place for him. But you're going to see Philly have to give something up to be able to bring in a goaltender if they don't feel solidified at that position, which it sounds like they don't. So keeping that in mind, they may have to bring somebody in, or maybe willing to bring someone in who could be exposed in the expansion draft. And keep this in mind. This is the first real trade deadline the Seattle Kraken will be involved with. Ron Francis, the GM, is getting phone calls. Even though they have no players, they can certainly make some deals and look around for either players, or they will have draft picks, obviously. And the other thing, too, is in the expansion draft, of course, you always want to curry favor. If there's a player you want to protect that you may have to expose, you want to have a deal on the table ahead of time. And George McPhee did a very good job with this in setting up the Vegas Golden Knights. They ended up with some tremendous players because teams took action to protect other players. And I think it really benefited the VGK, and they stockpiled a lot of draft picks. So Seattle is kind of in that same position right now. And in a cap-strapped world, I actually believe the Kraken could do even better setting themselves up than the Golden Knights did. I know there are people out there saying, no, because of the cap strap world, it won't happen that way. I think it's the exact opposite. I think there's plenty of opportunity out there for the Kraken to really make some incredible waves coming up here. I'm interested to see as they get involved in this trade deadline. But so Philly, probably in the market for a goaltender. Columbus, after they traded Pierre-Luc Dubois for Patrick Laine, Laine has come over and been a dud. And I like Patrick Laine, the player. I don't know him personally. I'm not in the room in either Winnipeg or Columbus, so I really don't know what his attitude is, or his comportment, if you will. But I feel like Laine is going to be out there again. And that's a player who could be on the move. Taylor Hall is obviously going to be a rental coming out of Buffalo. They need to get something for him. They just can't let him walk away for free. And the question is, who thinks Taylor Hall is worth what? Because Taylor Hall hasn't won anything yet. He's bounced around to several teams lately. Obviously, this season, signing with Buffalo, the one-year deal, the money just wasn't going to be there for a lot of guys in this offseason. Only a couple teams tried to move heaven and earth to make some free agent signings. Hall's got to go somewhere, but one, who can afford him? Even with salary retained by Buffalo, it might not be enough. And two, what is the return Hall? It looks like Buffalo is just deciding they're going to rebuild draft picks, maybe some prospects if they can. I know the asking price has been stated to be a first rounder, and some people have laughed at that, at least one league GM anonymously saying that's crazy. But I think someone's going to reach. I think someone who thinks they're right there or is that one player away will reach and overreach and overpay. And it happens every year, at least in one deal. It's going to be interesting to see who is out there. And now we're seeing also players go through waivers. And keep in mind, as you're thinking towards the expansion draft too, you really have to begin setting yourself up for this because it's going to happen soon. So teams may indeed be looking towards, okay, well, the younger players that you know aren't going to be exposed, great. You know, that's fantastic. But if you're going to expose a player to the expansion draft for Seattle, you really have to think about who it's going to be. What sacrifice does that make for your team? You know, in some cases, it might be splitting hairs, and you might make the wrong decision. But I think because of that, there'll be other players available. I think Nashville has gone from seller to buyer, which is crazy. Vancouver is definitely going to be a seller. I just wonder who they're going to put in play off of that roster, because really, coming into the year, Vancouver thought they had it together. So now they're a quote-unquote seller. I just don't know how committed they are to selling some of those pieces, which, let's face it, nobody wants your junk. Everybody wants your good players, and no one really wants to pay for them if they can avoid it. So it's interesting to me to see these teams that will kind of fall into the quote-unquote seller category, or teams that have willed themselves into being a buyer. The Central Division's crazy because everybody seems to kind of be within spitting distance, and you really don't know what's going to happen. Just one run can put you right in the thick of it, if not towards the top of the division. But the question, again, you have to ask yourself is, can I beat Tampa Bay? Can I beat Florida? Can I beat Carolina? Can I beat Vegas? Can I beat Colorado? Can I beat Toronto or Winnipeg, Edmonton? These are the teams. Can I beat Boston? Washington, you have to measure yourself against these other teams. And that's really where your measuring stick is. So it'll be very interesting to me. Even to finish this out and go back to Philadelphia, should the Flyers even really be buying? They apparently believe in themselves enough that if they're looking for a goaltender, that's a for the now move. Because I can't imagine them moving on from Carter Hart, which if they do, by the way, and they could, I think that'd be a mistake. I think that you just can't take a guy who's had a bad portion of a season and say, well, that's it, he's done. Unfortunately, though, that's kind of the league we live in. What have you done for me lately? And by lately, I mean yesterday. Guys don't have enough time to really develop, find their game, especially goaltenders and defensemen don't tend to develop until later anyway, mid-20s, late-20s, some guys early 30s. I don't know. I think we're going to see some rushes to judgment on players coming up. We're going to see some deals made that may be a little head-scratching. And, you know, the teams that are sellers may be in a better position if more teams play their way into mentally being buyers. So prices could go up here in the near future. We'll see. All right, that's it. I went a little long today on today's Tiny Biscuits, but you know what? That's what it's all about. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you on the next installment of the podcast coming up here on the weekend. And also don't forget Talking Puck TV live Sunday night at 9 p.m. We look forward to seeing you on Twitch and on YouTube. Look for Talking Puck and give us a follow. Ring the bell. Just follow along to what we do. And we're always trying to generate more content for you. So if you have any suggestions, reach out to me on Twitter @CallahanOnAir. All right, everybody, take care, stay safe.